Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Ligia Domenech. Poor Hector, he's having trouble not only making me stop at the segments, but then in the pause, he's having me, you know, having trouble getting me back on because I start talking with Ligia about all these different authors. I'm a lover of research. I could have dedicated my life to what I did in college and even in law school. I just love research analysis and, you know,
finding the answers.
But another of the authors here that I mentioned, Cooper and Wagenheim and Tugwell, Jack Delano, I loved.
And basically
on the excerpts that you have about him in terms of his, and we already talked about the story of the person visiting the.
And he stayed here. He stayed his whole life. He died here.
And he took pictures that not only was he able to capture it in text, but he took pictures that were the best.
Puerto Rico Mio is beautiful, book. And his son, actually, is here. He was born here.
I think he wrote a book about his father recently.
I know he has been doing, he's an artist, I think, and he does art.
He had an exhibition, and I think anyway.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Samoilov, Louis Grip Samoilov, and then she puts 1904 to 2001, so that person was like 98 years old, a journalist, editor, writer, and advocate for Puerto Rican independence, first visited Puerto Rico in 1959 and kept doing so until the early 1970s when she moved to Dorado with her Russian husband. So this is, you know, on the appendix of
and the people that... And some of the books I research are children's books, too.
I chose to include
some children's books because those have a different perspective, right? They're trying to tell children who are these cousins that we now have in Puerto Rico. That's usually the attitude.
At the end of the day, when you read this book, and one of the things that we were all looking at, what are we? What would you say are the most important positive values that we as Puerto Ricans hold dear, and that reading, what doing the research, and being a Puerto Rican, living outside both in Latin America and the States. What are the values that you think are the most important that
I can tell you at least three. One, generosity. It's the only place I have seen that level of generosity is Cuba. We both have that same thing. People will give in a way that I have lived in many countries and in the U.S. definitely. People don't give. People sell. People, you know, it's always an exchange. No, Puerto Ricans give without expecting anything, and it's happiness. My happiness is.
They get upset if you try to pay them or give them something.
You have to learn how to receive too here in this country.
Because everybody
wants to give, nobody wants to receive. So I had to teach my daughters. You have to learn to receive because that's a happiness for the other person.
Right.
That's one. The other one is something that some people might consider negative, but I think it's a gift. Is personalismo, this closeness that we can generate with other humans, even with Americans who are very different at the beginning. It's hard to get there, but you get them. You get them because you are personal, and to me, that's a gift I use in the classroom to relate to my students. I'm personal. It's never going to be another student. I can have 30 students, 40 students. Each one of them is personal, and I develop relationship with each one of them. That's the second. And the third, dignidad. That's a word that I use. I explain the whole... Because many of them refer to that because they couldn't understand what that concept was. It's not dignity. That's not the best translation. To me, what dignidad is that we give an intrinsic value to every human being just because they're human. And they, for example, one of the contexts in which the Americans discuss it is beggars, because they consider beggars as, you know, less than humans. They didn't work enough. That's the ethic of the U.S., right? The ones who are poor is because they don't make enough effort. They're not smart enough. For us, the beggars deserve respect. And people will not throw money to a beggar like the Americans do if they give anything. No, we give it like, how are you? And, you know, good luck. And they were always upset. Why do they let them be in front of the banks and in front of offices? Because they don't bother us. Mm-hmm. And actually, they found that there was a system in old times in the 1800s and beginning of the 20th century that the beggars had Saturdays was the day that they went to different homes and businesses and they got 1 cent. And the families had a whole bunch of cents and each beggar came and take 1 cent and 1 cent only. It was like an agreement. You help me, but I'm not going to abuse you. To me, it might sound simple, but it's so powerful. These relationships that we make as human. I think that's the best. That's why everybody says, what's the best of Puerto Rico? The people.
See. Well, they need that. I know some of them in your chapter on it, you know, the self-respect,
yes,
and honor, and you have to be very, very careful that you don't disrespect, no matter who it is, that you don't disrespect and dishonor the other person.
Their position in society, regardless of their higher or lower, that's it. Something that the Americans mentioned, I noticed our, I don't know how to say it, it will be our talkative attitude. It's fun how they see that we talk a lot and that everybody here is a poet. And it's true. A lot of people here have that talent, not me. Another thing is that they also saw that Puerto Ricans they're everywhere. I like that. The ubiquity of Puerto Ricans. That the American says, where do you hide from these Puerto Ricans? I try to go into the mountains and I hear, hey, professor, someone is going to see me. You cannot be alone in this country. And it's true, kind of. The noise, they always criticize the noise. Well, the Caribbean, we are all noisy. And I don't know if it has to do with the fact that we have so big families and everybody's trying to talk at the same time that we have to be loud in order to be heard. I have a theory on that, but I'm not sure. So the beauty of this book is that you're going to see yourself. You're going to find things that you do and you didn't know why. Things like, for example, I realized, yes, that's true. We don't measure distance in miles. We do it in time. We cannot imagine in our heads miles, or even many of us cannot imagine 6 feet, 5 feet. It doesn't mean anything. It's like we have an issue with measurements in our heads. Some of us, not all. And all of these quirky things that we Puerto Ricans do, and we don't know why. And you're going to see here, wow, these people noticed it in 1898. So this is a thing that we do.
It's a little bit like the Alexis de Tocqueville, you know, Democracy in America, and, you know, two volumes that are talking about, you know, what he found.
Yeah, and this all the things that were accurate, right? Predicted. So good observers. Because some of these, as Jim Cooper, are really, really good observers. And their comments are really valuable to us to understand ourselves.
Right. So, and it goes, you know, now every time I look at you, how about the smile? I tell my listeners, and people who come to me and says, I really enjoy your program because it's uplifting. You're in good mood. You know, that's the goal of my program. You know, hopefully you learn something, and hopefully it's uplifting and you feel better at the end of the book.
This is a feel-good book, but it also has some moments in which people are going to get angry, they're going to get upset, because, yes, it's criticism too. You have to get both. But in essence, it's a long book. It's 18 chapters, but because each one is a different theme. But take your time, you know. If you're overwhelmed, you just put it away a little and come back. You know, you don't have to read it all in one sitting.
It's 359 pages.
Don't say it. People's going to get scared.
And the type is not big. but I read every page. But listen, we gave the positive.
Yes.
Now, what are the negatives when you based on what your research and what these people are saying, what you feel, you know, based on your experience, what are the things that we should try to overcome as Puerto Ricans that hold us back?
I think we have to stop
without getting the politics.
Yeah. No, as Puerto Ricans, I think we have to stop selling ourselves cheap, and I'm guilty of that, selling ourselves cheap, lacking confidence. Especially in the comparison with anything from the U.S., I think I see progress there right now, thanks to people like Bad Bunny and so many others that came before him and opened that door for him. It became cool to be Puerto Rican, but we should have had that before. Puerto Ricans, I think we tend to think that everything is like given to us. We tend not to give ourselves the credit for the things and the capacities that we have. Mm-hmm. I think that's an issue that Puerto Ricans, we have to deal with every day. I'm working on my own because I am guilty of it too. We have issues, others that are part of our culture, like the mañana attitude that they talk about. Let's do it later, you know. But even if you look at it, it's relaxed. We don't have that stress, right? With mental issues, mental health is better when you just take life the way it is. We living in the Caribbean, it has some issues. We know how you can lose anything in a hurricane, like nothing. And because of that, I think we have that thing of living every day, one day at a time, which doesn't allow us to plan for the future that well, save money for the future that well, because a lot of us, what I have now, I spend now.
Yeah, well, yes. it's you know,
it's a limitation.
There's this whole mindfulness, which is, you know, living in the present, and it's always a balance, and you have to have goals and you have to think of the future, but these days, it's been demonstrated that if you don't live in today and you're not mindful of what we're like enjoyment that we're doing right now, what we're doing, the two of us are doing, and hopefully the listeners are enjoying, you know, and enjoying this moment, and not getting overwhelmed with what's going to happen, which probably won't happen, and being worried that you're not doing as well as somebody else. It's very Puerto Rican,
but it has to do with the situation, as I wrote in the book, the colonialism, because we are given these stereotypes about ourselves, which I try to fight some, like we are lazy, like da da da, because it's useful to control us, but we have to go overcome that and go over the stereotypes that we have accepted calmly and just sitting there. Okay, yes, it's true. I am this and I'm that. When, as you can see, many of them were created by other people who came and saw us from their point of view. And that's why I talk a lot about, and you mentioned it, the Puritanism. They're extremely righteous, their way or no way. And they told us that we were wrong in many things that we were not wrong. Mm-hmm. And we accepted it. And I think we have to go back to, no, this is nice. We do this for a reason.
Yeah, the balance. I think in that sense, you know, the balance between the stoic, materialistic, purely spiritual, you know, versus enjoying life, which has to be a balance. I mean, but
definitely,
and I think the Puritans didn't have that.
They were on one side,
and then maybe some, you know, were a little bit too much on the other. So each one of us are always struggling that balance between materialistic work and responsibility versus enjoyment, solitude.
It's something we bring to the world, and we are bringing it to the world, our attitude of enjoying life, debí tomar más fotos, all of that, right? And I think we should just embrace it. This is who we are, and this is what we bring, and nobody has it. In Uruguay, where I live, I mean, people is always, my students adore me because they're, oh, you're so happy, you're so, and I'm like, I'm just being Puerto Rican. I'm not being different.
I would add, you know, which this just reflection is, I don't think we're assertive enough. I think you're kind of, but I think we, I was a doctor yesterday, and keep on, you know, they give us an appointment at 12, mm-hmm. and we're finally taken care of at 2:30. Sometimes yeah. 5 hours, and we take this kind of stuff and mm-hmm. and bad programs by the government and mm-hmm. isn't, we're not assertive enough. And
yes,
I think the U.S.
I agree.
The U.S. says engañotado and engañotado,
sí, yes.
And I think mm-hmm. We have to work on that, I think.
Yeah, so this is a book of self-discovery. I think people yeah. will self-discover themselves and their culture.
So listen, we have a minute left.
Okay.
And, as I say, we could be the whole afternoon because there's each one of these chapters is going to be in a discussion. Mm-hmm. But I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate you on this research and on this book and what you have achieved and what, who you
Thank
are.
You.
And I enjoyed this tremendously, this conversation. And, this idea of personal, my definition of happiness and y bienestar is to live your personal values mm-hmm. with a sense of self-satisfaction and yes. peace.
Yes.
And I think that jives with where you've been sort of trying
yes,
to get across in the book and this mm-hmm. and that. So, mm-hmm. listeners, I hope you've enjoyed. Buy this book. It's Ligia Domenech, my
guest. It's everywhere.
Guess. It's according to them.
Yeah, it's in Amazon, of course, yeah. and but it's published by University Press of Mississippi, where you can find it also.
So you'll enjoy it. you'll make you sometimes puke, but mostly if you take the
Moses,
balance,
yeah.
you will enjoy it and it'll make
Definitely
you analyze
reflection.
and further study. You know who we are and what we want to be.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Leah. They will. Goodbye. Take care. We'll be back. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Reflections.
Okay. Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.